Chapter 4. What next? By 1985, families were starting to buy computers for their homes. College students regularly worked on computers to do schoolwork. Steve Jobs wasn't finished with the computer business. He wanted to show the people at Apple that they were wrong about him. He started a new company. He called it Next because it was going to be the next step in computers. He hoped to sell his new computers to colleges across the country. Students and professors would work with them. But Steve's plan for the perfect computer was expensive. He hired a famous designer to create a logo for his new company. The logo cost $100,000. Next lost $10 million in 3 years. Steve put more and more of his own money into the company. But nobody was buying the computers he made. They were too expensive. Colleges couldn't afford computers that cost $6,500 apiece. Nothing at Next was going the way Steve hoped, but he struggled on. He tried to run the company in a different way from Apple. He called employees members of the Next community. He paid people according to how long they had worked at Next. He gave frequent raises. Steve could be generous, but he was still the same demanding boss he had always been. Steve's family life was changing. In 1986, his mother died. Although Steve considered the Jobses to be his real parents, he was interested to know about the couple who gave birth to him. A doctor's name was on Steve's birth certificate. Through that doctor, he learned that his mother's maiden name was Joanne Schiebel. She had married his father, Abdul Fattah Jandali, in 1956, and had a daughter, Mona. They weren't married for long. Joanne then married a man whose last name was Simpson. Her daughter went by the name Mona Simpson. Steve met his mother and new sister. Mona was a novelist. Even though Steve and Mona hadn't grown up together, they became close. Mona also encouraged Steve to be a part of his daughter Lisa's life. Lisa was 7 now. Steve had had many girlfriends since Chris and Brennan. One was the famous folk singer, Joan Baez. Dating Joan Baez was especially exciting for Steve because she had once been the girlfriend of one of his favorite singers, Bob Dylan. But Steve was in his mid-30s and had never come close to being married. Then in 1990, Steve gave a lecture at Stanford University. In the audience was Laureen Powell. Laureen was a graduate student studying business. Laureen was so pretty that Steve noticed her right away. Afterward, the two got to talking. Like Steve, Laureen didn't eat meat and was very smart. They exchanged phone numbers. Steve went out into the parking lot to find his car. He had a business meeting that night. But as he was getting into his car, he thought to himself, "If this was my last day on earth, would I rather spend it at a business meeting or with this woman?" He ran across the parking lot and caught up with Laureen. The two had dinner together. A year later, they were married in Yosemite National Park. Steve and Laureen's first child, Reed Paul Jobs, was born in September 1991. He was named after Reed College. Things still weren't going well at Next, but Steve was discovering that life was more than just business. His father, the person he was closest to, died in 1993. Steve had loved the time he spent working on cars with his father. He wanted his children to have happy memories of him, too. His now teenage daughter, Lisa, came to live with him for the first time. Even if he was never a success again, Steve thought, he would have a happy family life.